brother. God. What's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can
like,
dig it.
Solid. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danford of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
And Jarmin Leitner. Good morning, Jacksonville, and welcome to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I am Jarmin Leitner with First Thursday Jacksonville and Harvest Intervention Services. And joining me is Dr. Richard Danford of the Jacksonville Urban League. And on the line with us this morning is Larry Williams. All right, so welcome back, Dr. Danford. We're back in the studio together this morning.
Boy, it seems like it's been a whole month that I've been gone.
Yes.
And I've only missed, what, one Saturday?
No, I think maybe a couple of Saturdays.
Maybe a couple of Saturdays.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Well, I'm back in the saddle.
All right.
It's good to be here. Right, Larry?
Happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to the Empowerment Hour. It's another hour of spending some time with us and sharing some information about what's going on in Jacksonville. It sounds like there's a lot as usual this time of the year and around the a city, especially city council and the school board and many other things going on. But I understand that the weather in Jacksonville and surrounding areas has been quite wet. So I know
quite wet.
Rainy. It has been rainy. Yes, it's been raining.
It's
rainy season.
Yeah, I had to spend an extra 24 hours in the airport. So
due to rain?
Was it rain?
Yeah, because of the weather. Because of the weather. Flights canceled, et cetera.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand it's really bad down in Baton Rouge and Louisiana. They're getting the effects of a storm that's covering that area. And again, I guess it's hurricane season and
yes.
Tropical storm season all over the southern and eastern coast of the United States.
Yeah, well, it's the season for it, so we just have to prepare for it. I know on the news they're encouraging people to get their kits and everything just to be prepared for the season.
Yeah, I understand, Larry. Last week we had the White House flooded, the basement of the White House.
Is that
an omen or something?
No.
Well,
no.
I don't know, but it's been a rainy season up there as well. I know my sister and sister-in-law live in the D.C. area, and they've had flooding, bridges washed out. So it's a rough time of the year, but, you know, we all get through it. We got the hurricanes. I mean, we got the earthquake on the West Coast. You heard about the one from Los Angeles last week.
Right.
And this week we had one in Seattle.
What?
Yes,
well,
sir.
You mean in Silicon Valley? You guys don't. I mean, I'm sure you can do something about earthquakes. All that technology you all have out there.
Yeah. Just like you could do something about those hurricanes, right?
Well,
even though it's rough everywhere, it can be rough. Everywhere, any time of the year, we just have to, you know, trust that God knows what He's doing and that all things, you know, work together for the good and that we have to do our part, you know, in what we can do. So that's what we're here about on the Empowerment Hour, to bring awareness and education and the information to the residents who listen and who are here locally in Duval County. And also, we just welcome those who are globally listening as well on the app. Praise 107.9. So, all right. So we want to welcome people to call in at 904-831-1079. That's 904-831-1079. So we'll get right into what's going on with the Duval County School District and trying to get this referendum on the ballot. And so it's still being kind of held up at City Council and the mayor's office as far as moving forward with, you know, voting on it. So
right. Well, before we talk about the tax, I noticed on the front page here, our superintendent indicates that we've received a grade of B for the Duval County Public Schools.
Yeah.
Now, I don't understand because, you know, just a few weeks ago, the education secretary was talking about taking over the Duval County School District because of poor performance, you know, not meeting the different outcomes or whatever. But I understand that in spite of everything that's happening in our school system, we still received a B.
An overall B.
So, you know, hopefully we will stop denigrating our public schools and roll up our sleeves and let's do everything we possibly can for all children to receive the quality education that they well deserve and that we expect.
Right, absolutely. And some of those schools, there were a couple of, I believe, elementary schools that ended up increasing. Some of those schools went from, you know, C's to A's or D's to B's. So, you know, kudos for the Duval County School District for those increases and those gains. So we're back to trying to get the funds in order to repair these schools so that they
will
provide
a
better environment for the students.
You noticed that what St. Johns County, you know, they're one of the better school districts in, you know, in Florida.
Yes, in Florida.
And apparently what they were able, they decided to just pass, you know, they passed a tax so they could deal with the, you know, build new schools.
Oh, they did that. Okay.
You know, build new schools, do whatever they need to the old schools. So, you know.
And I understand that Clay County is going to file a lawsuit.
Right, because
they were turned down to vote on it and pass.
Well, you know, you've also got to realize that there's a mood afoot to charterize.
Yeah, Larry, we were talking Larry's about that. Larry, he said charterize.
We're going to charterize the public school system, and we have all of these good people that know what's best for children, so they're going to provide them with a charter school.
Well, it's
even on dumps, we're getting ready to put one on the dump over in Forest Park. You know, it used to be ash site, so apparently they're going to clean it up, put a brand new charter school that's going to be very diverse. It's going to be old school learning, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's what the model is. I'm only speaking from what I'm reading. Okay, guys.
Right.
So it's not my opinion. I'm only passing on the word of what's going on here in Jacksonville.
What's developing in Jacksonville? Right. Okay.
Well, I think if you look at the big picture, you're going to see that it is all about the charter schools and the funding of the charter schools that is being manipulated into the 0.5% sales tax increase. And it was interesting, the meeting that they highlighted yesterday involving the mayor, the city council president Scott Wilson, and board chairwoman Lori Hersey, who we had on the air here a few weeks ago, and the school superintendent Diana Green. So, you know, apparently there was everyone left the meeting with a good attitude about what's going on about the sales tax, but there was no information about whether it was going to be able to go on the ballot as a special referendum in November.
Yes.
Well, do you want me to put some odds on whether we're going to get that or not?
Absolutely. Put those odds down, Doc.
Oh, no, I don't think I want to reveal my odds.
You open that can of worms now. I think it's like 100% that they won't get it on there.
Well, you're probably close to it, Larry. I'm not going to say 100%, but it's more in favor of doing just that.
So, mm-hmm. Again, how can the residents get involved with advocating for this half cent sales tax increase if they are in support of their schools receiving this funding in order to repair and rebuild and renew Duval County Public Schools? You know, how can they get involved? Do they contact the city council? Okay, so they can reach out to their city council members. Now, I understand that it's the finance committee and the rules committee where it has to go first, correct, in order to move forward, in order to be voted on by the city council.
Well,
it's already been shot down once in the rules committee, wasn't it?
Well,
I'm not sure.
You know, Larry, goes back to the question of who's in charge, and really, and so, you know, they're separate charters. The Duval County School Board has the authority to do certain things. However, you know, the city government has some authority as well, and so there's a thin line in terms of who gets what. I would think that what we need to do is look at what are the processes for citizen input and involvement. We always talk about going to the community and, you know, ask, you know, what are you guys thinking in the community about this? But oftentimes it's just a puff of wind, you know, to say that some input was received, but generally decisions have already. Listen, guys, everything's been already made. I mean, the decisions have been made.
So you said by the time the residents go down to speak there,
the plan is set.
The plan is already
on Monday. The mayor will submit his budget. You know, we'll scramble around. We'll talk about it, throw some arrows. But, you know, it's not very much that the mayor will propose that the mayor won't get. It's just that we have a strong mayor form of government in Jacksonville. And so my only question is that with being a strong mayor, you've got to really be sensitive to the needs of the community. That is, if you care about that. Otherwise, we continue to do what we're doing and not allow community input.
Well, the budget, it is being reported that the budget does seek millions of dollars set aside for capital improvement projects. And we're going to talk about that a little bit when we return from our praise break. Again, that telephone number is 904-831-1079. That's 904-831-1079. You can call in with any questions or comments. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9, and we'll be back.
The ultimate gospel experience, the new Praise 107.9.
He said, you know my name.
As soon as he did that, I was like, I love it! I love it!
You know my name. He said it again, he said, you know my name. You know my name. Mm-hmm. He said, and oh, how you walk with me.
Woo!
And oh, how you talk with me.
I hear you say, oh, how you tell me.
And oh, how. I am your own.
Let's say it real loud together.
You know my name. You know my name. Yeah. Say you know my name.
And you call me friend.
walking with you, and know how you talk with me. Seconds, and somebody just say something to him. Come on, raise up your voices and tell him how awesome he is. God, you're faithful. You're the lover of my soul, the keeper of my life. God, I adore you. God, we honor you tonight. Somebody just worship him. You're faithful, God. You're my peace. You're my joy. You're my life. You're my keeper. God, my strength. God, my father. God, you're my help. God, you're my comfort. God, you're my joy and my deliverance. Somebody worship the Father tonight.
All right, welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I'm Jarmin Leitner, along with Dr. Richard Danford and Larry Williams. And we are back discussing what is going on in Jacksonville locally right now. And also just again, we want to bring awareness and just information about what's going on, and you know, just kind of encourage you all to be prepared and to get involved in what's going on in your community. So we were talking about the budget, and the mayor's budget is going to be presented, would you say, Dr. Danford, on Monday?
Yeah, Monday morning, 9 a.m. You can tune in on public channel 99 if you don't want to get off the couch.
Okay.
I'm sure it's going to be televised. What did they say? The revolution will be televised? But yeah, so 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. on Monday morning, the mayor will lay out his proposed budget for, and then of course you go through the processes with city council, various committees
to vote on this particular,
you know, to tweak it and et cetera. But you know, if history serves us correctly, we are, you know, whatever the mayor presents is probably going to just pass through. The votes are there to do just that. And fortunately, they'll have the heart to really seek some community input into all of this. It's just, Larry, it's just really sad that it seems as though, you know, we're being steamrolled in terms of what's going on. You know, we have so many folk from outside of these communities making decisions for the communities, and oftentimes those decisions are not in the best interest of people who live there.
Well, a part of this budget, as we had mentioned, set aside for capital improvement projects, and there's $1 million that's set aside for a new pool, I believe, in the Arlington area, in the Bruce Park area, and there's some dollars that are set aside for a new fire station and for renovating some of the fire stations. It's what is being reported. So there are some funds that are allocated, you know, towards some improvements in the county.
Well, again, it's all set in stone, and it's as Doc pointed out, Mr. Curry put it out there and going to present this budget, is already the deal is already done, and you know, I see very little. They haven't exposed a great deal of what is going to be in that budget, and but things that they did expose, I don't see any economic development dollars for urban areas and the west and north side of Jacksonville for sure. And, you know, I don't know about the fire stations and a new fire station, renovating fire stations and all that type of thing. It seems that whenever our children's education is at stake, you know, it's a laissez affair, but when we need a fire station or more police, you know, the budget is automatically there, and the compromises within City Hall have already been made to accommodate those things. So, you know, again, I'm still not sold on what I've seen and read and heard so far about this budget, or that it's going to have any relief for African Americans and Hispanics and people of color.
Wow, speaking of the police, I see, Sharma, I was away for a few days, and man, it turned into the Wild Wild West. Not only are we shooting each other, but the police, you know, are shooting. I see where one police officer now has shot and killed two people. I can't imagine that. I mean, you know, you're talking about lightning striking twice. You know, this particular police officer, you know, killed the brother, and a few years ago, and now he's killed a Hispanic guy. So, you know, people of color, you need to be careful out there. Even when you're doing the crime, you gotta, you know, understand that you're gonna get shot. And speaking of getting shot, I see we have 84 murders. Reported in the Florida Times Union, 84, ladies and gentlemen. This time last year, 2018, we had 65. So we're, do the math, what is that, 6 from 8?
That's about 25%.
That's 19. So we're up 19 currently where we were last year. I mean, that is unbelievable. Now, I don't have the answer to it, and we've hired, 150 new police officers. We got the shot spotter. You know, we're constantly putting technology. We need to do that.
And
I agree.
The budget has set aside, I think, for more technology and
more
increase
technology,
in
more
salaries.
Police, increase in salaries, et cetera, et cetera. But the murders are not subsiding. I don't understand what it is. So I guess what we do is continue to let people shoot each other and kill each other, and then that's more impetus for the administration to put more police officers. I guess that's how you do it, tit for tat.
Absolutely.
So a shooting here and a police there, and at some point, I guess because of the numbers, the crime will go down.
Yeah, well,
that's interesting.
You hit the hammer on the nail right there, but the number of police that they are hiring, it's one thing to hire more police, but where are you placing those policemen? Where are they policing? What areas are they policing? Obviously, they're not in the areas where the crime is going on.
Well, would you want to be in the area where the crime is going on if you were a police officer? I would.
No, I wouldn't want to be there.
I wouldn't want to ride around in a police car in some of these communities.
So again,
but you haven't done the badge of being a policeman. If you put that badge on, you're supposed to do police work, and that's to protect and serve or serve and protect. We never get in the urban area.
I'm sorry, we've heard that song before.
Well, again, that's where the crime prevention is, and all these programs that are being implemented in the city that are geared towards prevention.
Yeah. That's
correct?
Right. And we haven't had time to see if the new Cure Violence program is going to be successful. And, you know, this program where they hire people in the community to talk to the gang members and tell them it's not, be a good boy. It's not nice to shoot each other. You all, you know.
We don't know. There are methods of how they go out and do what they do. But
I wouldn't take the job. I wouldn't take the job. Okay. Talking about going out, engaging with some of these folks.
Well,
you know, to walk around
has
with
to
Glocks
go out
and
AK-47s. To relate to them. I mean, you know, everybody needs an opportunity to be reached. And hopefully, you know, this program can be successful. I mean, it's been reported to be successful in other areas, but it like you said, it's new. We also had the task force.
What's that, Larry? Well, it's new in Jacksonville, but it's a program.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's out of Chicago.
The month.
I believe June.
And look at the Chicago's crime and murder rate. It hasn't decreased any.
Well, but just think about it. I just can't imagine why we would have to go out of the city to find someone to come in to help us talk to gang members that they shouldn't retaliate and shoot each other. I mean, I don't understand why. We have organizations and people, and we have so many people that are working in the trenches trying to do something about this, but yet they can't get any. They can't get any attaboys. You know, nobody's saying, "Oh, you're doing a good job." Here's, we need to invest in the community and into organizations and help them attain the capacity, you know, to fend for themselves.
Absolutely.
We can't hire enough police to protect us. That's not going to happen. We can have 1,000 more police officers, and if that's all we do, we're going to have the same situation.
Right. Well, if we invest,
and that's all they are doing.
If we invest in our children, and be more preventative and put more dollars towards preparing them so that, you know, they can thrive, and so that they will have a lower chance of getting involved in criminal activity, then we will see crime decrease.
Well, Jama, you have two small children, and you need to be concerned because they will be the ones to pay for the pension for all these folk. And we know, you know, we have an amble around our neck. So somebody's got to pay for that, and what I'm hearing, Larry, all these people going to see the hall coming out with these humongous retirements is unbelievable. It's just unbelievable that someone could retire from the city and make that much money for the rest of their lives.
How much money is reported that they make when they retire?
I mean, I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
I mean, it's just, I mean.
Six figures? It's a lot of money.
It's a lot. Let me tell you, I'm not trying to take anybody's retirement, but I'm saying there should be some fairness in this whole thing. I mean, if we go to the people to help pay for the retirement, and then we give folk who are in leadership position all of this money once they retire, so they come in and say, and plus, what are they going to do after they retire? They're going to come back in and go over to the school board and show them and help them build new schools. Okay, it's a cycle. You could see it plain as day in terms of what's going on. It's all about the money, Larry, Mr. Businessman.
Yes, sir.
It's all about the money.
All right. So again, we encourage our listeners to call in. We're getting ready to take another music break, and the telephone number is 904-831-1079. It's 904-831-1079. All right. Continue to tune in, and we'll be back.
The ultimate gospel experience.
You are worthy of the highest praise.
The new praise.
You're the giver of mercy and grace.
107.9.
We sing hallelujah.
In Jacksonville has moved all the way up. The new Praise 107.9.
It's been a million days and a million nights. Oh, I still remember how your love changed my life. It's not enough words in my vocabulary to express how I feel, and I still pinch myself just to see if it's real. Said a man ain't supposed to cry, but I'll put my pride aside. Let these tears fall from my eyes. I'm so happy you're still in my life. and I know I don't deserve. See, to know you is to love you. Always put you first. You see, a man ain't supposed to cry. This time I heard from a brighter side. As these tears fall from my eyes, I'm happier still in my life. Ooh. I love you, yes I do. And that won't ever change.
Thank you, Lord. We are back here on the Empowerment Hour on this wonderful Saturday morning on Praise 107.9. I am Jarmin Leitner, along with Dr. Richard Danford and Larry Williams. And we are here just bringing some local information and news to you about what's going on in Jacksonville. And also there's some things going on nationally that we'll get into. But Dr. Danford, you talked about crime and the homicides being up, just on a light note, did you hear about the people who are now tampering with consumer products? You know, there's this one young lady who licked the ice cream and then put it back in the freezer, and then you had this lady who locally here was at a dentist or a doctor's office or somewhere, and she licked the tongue compressor and put it back in the container in order for it to be used for somebody else. And you can get a felony charge for that. Like that's a crime.
What else is
for tampering with a product without regard for possible death or bodily injury is how they label that. Because you know, that person could be contaminating everybody who comes in contact with that. So,
well, we're already being contaminated. The foods that we're eating ourselves to the grave.
Well, I think this is more on a matter of intent. I guess, you know, to kind of, they're deliberately doing this and laughing, thinking that it's funny when it's really serious.
I know, but we never mentioned the fact that one of the goals, I understand, of the administration is to tear down the jail now. You know, they tore down the landing. So now, you know, we tore down all of the housing in Brooklyn and in La Villa where certain people lived, and so now we're going to tear down the jail.
So it's proposed
that's,
to
that's a bunch
tear
of smoke
down.
Screen because it's no way you're going to tear down a jail and have not allocated funding to build a new one. Believe me, they're going to have somewhere to put folk. And I don't understand why we can't live with a jail downtown. What's wrong with a jail downtown? I mean, you go to Miami, the first thing you see on Interstate 95 going through the main city is the Miami Police Department. So it's no big deal to have a jail down there.
Unless that jail sits on some prime real estate property that someone wants to take over and do development there, that's the only reason that you can see it. And I can see that moving forward rather rapidly under this Mr. Curry's administration.
Well, really? under
have
the...
you ever been in that jail? I mean, do you know how much concrete is in that jail? I mean, it's tons of concrete.
I've never been in
jail. No, it's a fortress. Okay, and you're talking about tearing down. We're not talking about tearing down the landing. We're talking about tearing down the jail. Oh man, can you imagine the contract for whoever gets that demolition?
That's the whole point.
Oh man!
You know,
wow,
that's another big contract for someone who is in good stead with the mayor.
Ooh.
Well, speaking of jail,
I'm not going.
The Trump administration is preparing to arrest all the illegal immigrants, and put them in jail. I think that's starting today.
That's starting tonight.
Okay.
Goodness. So they're going to have an old-fashioned roundup.
Well, listen, I've got to tune out certain things. I mean, I've just gotten to the point where it is so ridiculous and asinine that I just can't listen anymore. It's just, I don't know what's going on in this country, but it's not good. You know, we need some healing in this community. The tensions are very high. You know, we have the shootings. We're shooting each other. And then the police, some of the police are making quick decisions. And believe me, having been a military police in Vietnam, I recognize that you have to make quick decisions. Mm-hmm.
And then we have systems in place that continue to keep certain communities from rising above and continue to deal with oppression and oppressive type circumstances. And so there is change that is needed. And, you know, how do we do that, you know, as a community? We encourage listeners to call in. But, you know, if it's on your heart, you know, you're asking that question. How do we move past? How do we heal? How do we move forward and start seeing positive change and things that are equitable and broken systems that are repaired?
Well, there has to be a heart to do that, okay? And you know, I think the signals are coming from above, from Washington, in terms of the mood of the country, and certain, you know, people are falling in line. And, you know, I sense it, you know, and I sense this newfound feeling of privilege. And that maybe that privilege is being
it's contagious. Is that what it is? Is that the word you're looking for? I don't know. You're using your nonverbal hand motions and yeah, they can't see you.
Well, sometimes you can't say on the air. And but we have some serious issues, and we need to work together to not only improve the racial divide that's in this community, and there is one. You may have your blindness on, but and I'm not calling it racial. I'm calling it more of disparate treatment. Okay, and I'm talking about disparate economic treatment. There's no equitable way of helping all of our citizens, okay? It's the bottom line. The people that are in charge that pay in campaigns to support candidates have the opportunity to go in and get the money. So if I'm gonna be able to go in or at least have access to going in to get it, then does that mean I've got to contribute to a campaign? Well, I'm not gonna do that. That's, you know, I believe that there should be a mechanism in place for community input into all of these major decisions that are taking place that impact people in our community. So we can sit around and think that that's the mayor's responsibility. It's not his responsibility to run the government, but his responsibility also is to get input from citizens. And I don't know what input Well, I'm sure he's receiving input from those that support. So we understand politics, and whoever wins is in, and who loses is out.
Right. So,
again, break out your checkbook. That's the only way that you're going to get into this party.
So people are going to have to use my. He said, "Break out your checkbook." People are going to have to just find their way to get again involved. I know, Dr. Danvers, you had mentioned that by the time the citizens are down there, the plan is executed, but they can continue to voice their opinions to the city council, I guess, in the mayor's office. They have to start somewhere.
Not to the mayor's office. They can go down to city council, and they get 3 minutes to voice their concerns, and they say, "Well, thank you, sir. Bye."
Well, they need to take the check down there first.
Oh no, we're not gonna pay for, hey, look, we're not gonna pay for government. Come on now.
Hey, look, if you're not gonna play, you're not gonna. I mean, if you're not gonna pay, you're not gonna play.
Are you saying that if you look at all of the deals that have been done here in Jacksonville, that the deals of those individuals contributed to certain campaigns?
That's what I see.
Are you? You got a frog in your throat, Larry. I'm sorry, I didn't hear
you. I said that's what I see. I didn't stutter. I said that's what I see in here. So, you know, I said take out your checkbook if you want to be heard. Take out your checkbook.
Wow, that's a sad day. It's a sad day, ladies and gentlemen. It's a sad day. So where do we go? Do we go to? Well, we can go to church.
Bank?
We can go to
Y'all, it's just, you know, go to church. He keeps saying the bank, and you're saying something different.
What, Larry?
The church wants you to stop by the bank on your way and get your tithe.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that because I...
I know you're not. I'm putting it out there. You put the bill out there. Hey,
yeah,
out there.
I understand.
Well, I think you said it best earlier. It starts with your heart. You got to get your heart right,
and then you
believe and you have a faith that what you're doing is right. Make sure of that and execute and move on it. You know,
faith without action is dead.
Yes, faith without action is dead. So again, move on it. Do some action. You do us right. We do need leaders who will do what's right. That sounds like the bottom line. We need the leaders, the people who are in charge.
Find us some.
Oh, you're talking about check. Well, maybe if you can't afford to bring a check, can you just kiss up? Would that help? Would that get you in the door?
That'll get you some crumbs. That ain't going to get you no pie.
Well, again, that telephone number is 904-831-1079. That's 904-831-1079. And we're coming up on our Entrepreneur Corner, where our small business owners can call in and let the community know about their services and products. So we're going to take a music break, and we'll be back.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Hey, everybody put your hands on it. Come on.
We saw, we conquered, we won.
Can you say it again?
We saw, we conquered, we won. We saw, we conquered,
come on, everybody, y'all want to say that with us. Come on.
We saw, we conquered, we won.
There's nothing too big for our God. That's why we're
We conquer, we won. Only through Jesus Christ are we able to do that. So We just want to give him glory today and welcome you back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. This is our last segment of the show, our Entrepreneur Corner, where we like our small business owners to call in and share what's going on in the community with their services and products and even events that are taking place. And we do have our caller, Michael, on the line this morning. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well this Saturday. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. We have a couple more weeks left to kick off our fifth jazz concert. It's Jazz in the Courtyard at Hemming Park. And we're looking at, we got a few more vendor spots open. We got actually people coming from Virginia and Atlanta to attend this great event. It's going to be a great, great event. We're going to have food trucks, vendor exhibits to support local businesses. And we're going to kick off a great jazz series from 4 to 8, Jazz in the Courtyard. And we do have a few vendor spots available if anybody want to showcase their business.
Mm-hmm.
The telephone number would be 904-625-7937. 904-625-7937 if you care to get a vendor spot.
What date is that, Mike?
Yeah, July the 27th. So it's the last Saturday in July, and it's going to be a kickoff at Hemming Park, which is located right across from City Hall.
Now, I understand that we're going to do a little dance around that Confederate statue and so maybe we'll have
to dance. You got to cue me up with these questions. If you want to dance by the statue, we actually going to televise the event because you got a strong name in Jacksonville. So I know if you kick off dancing, I know you're gonna get about 100 people more right now.
No, man,
100 likes on your Facebook page. Maybe
I could care less about a statue of a Confederate general.
All right, so wow.
I care less. So,
we're just gonna look forward to this jazz event, this Jazz in the Courtyard, a tribute to
Jazz
Luca.
In the Courtyard in Hemming. No,
it's not. It's Hemming.
Jazz in the Courtyard.
Yeah, he said Jazz in the Courtyard at Hemming Park, a tribute to Luther Vandross.
Small courtyard, and we're gonna. Yep, you're right. Special tribute to Luther Vandross, but we're gonna do some oldie hits as well. So it's gonna be a fun event.
All right, so if you like live music and you want to go out and have some fun for a free event, it's Saturday, July
20th.
Tribute to
What are you saying, John?
Is Luther going to be there?
They have jokes, Michael. That's all I have to say. They just have jokes this morning.
Gentlemen, hats off to you.
Thank you, Michael. All right, Michael, we appreciate
man,
you calling
love
in.
Luther, man, he could. Ooh, man, he had a voice. He
all right, have
that.
A great day.
Thank you, Michael.
You got it. Thanks.
All right, we have another caller. No,
the phone line. No,
it's not. No, golly, I tell you what, if we get a call from Luther, man.
Oh goodness, you are. I'm.
You know, that's it for me.
it might be Mayor Curry calling in.
Oh goodness, they're continuing with the
jokes.
Y'all are on the road with jokes now. I'll just take this opportunity to talk about Harvest Intervention Services. We're still encouraging our business owners to call in. That number is 904-831-1079. Harvest Intervention Services, we are providing testing for gifted, as well as counseling services for children ages birth to, and even on up to adults. We've expanded the population that we service. So we not only provide therapy to the small ones, but also to adolescents and seniors. And we now are launching our virtual platform, Dr. Danford, where, you know, we provide telehealth services where you can have that therapy session done in the convenience of your home as the patient. You can be in your car, or you can be at home, or on your work break, and you want to have your therapy session in that.
So if you're suffering and you can't get an appointment, you can go online or you can call in.
Well, no, you still have to make an appointment. You still have to make an appointment, but you can make it with more convenience with your schedule in mind.
Okay.
And you can have it again at home, in the car, or on your work break. That's what the virtual platform allows, that option for patients now. So if you have any questions or concern, you can call us at 904-595-6516. That's 904-595-6516, or visit harvestinterventions.com.
Well, we can make the budget process virtual.
Yeah, we can make a lot of things virtual. We're using technology. We're coming out with autonomous cars. And hey, you know, innovation and technology is here. So,
so we can, I mean, we can provide input, you know, to the city. I mean, we don't have to go down to city council and speak for 3 minutes and in some cases embarrass ourselves because folks don't want to hear what is being said. So maybe we can go online and voice our concerns. Let's flood the phone system.
Just make phone calls and emails.
Right. Yeah. Got to do something.
Well, that's what the community needs to hear.
Julia.
All right. Good morning,
Julia Henry Wilson.
Yes, Julia Henry Wilson. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. Good.
Okay, that's fantastic. I just called to give the Jacksonville Urban League a shout out. We are hosting Chartwell on Tuesday from 10 to 2, and they service all of the Duval County Public Schools and, of course, FSCJ in the cafeteria business.
Okay.
So they are looking for hundreds and hundreds of workers because, you know, unfortunately, sometimes they do have quick turnover. So they will be with us at 93 Union Street West, Tuesday, July 16th, from 10 to 2. And they have all positions available, line cooks, line people, servers, everybody, prep cooks, the chef. So they need positions. They have open positions for everyone.
Oh, that's great.
All right.
So if you're looking for a job, well, we're in, you know, are there people out there that really want a job?
I believe there are people that are out there that do want a job.
I really do.
You do? Oh, okay.
Yes, I do. I think they really want a job. You know, it just depends on the type of job, because a lot of people can't stand for long periods of time. And so we've just got to keep searching and working with different employers to make sure that we get something that's going to fit everybody.
I see Blue Cross Florida Blue is hiring over 200 workers, you know, I guess they're going to service, you know, they're going to help people
probably
get their
probably
insurance.
Probably in their claims area. I was not aware of how many they were actually looking for. I was aware of the fact that they were doing some hiring, uh-huh. But not that, you know, it's that larger number.
Yeah, service representatives. What you know?
Right.
Right. The customer service.
Customer service representatives, yes. And I did, Ronstadt is also doing some hiring, but they're looking for bilingual. Right now, looking for bilingual, and we are working with our Puerto Rican Hispanic Chamber.
Yes.
Oh, you're talking about
Ronstadt as well.
Okay, so.
Parlez vous français?
That's not Spanish.
That's French. So I'm sorry.
All I learned how to do is uno, dos, tres, cinco, cuatro. That's all I know how to do.
Okay, so it sounds like there's
too high.
Well, it sounds like there's some job opportunities out there, and you can contact the Jacksonville Urban League about some of those opportunities.
Yes, definitely. And please send your resumes in and bring resumes with you when you come for Chartwell. And then the following week, and I'll call back next week, we're going to have the U.S. Census Bureau is going to be back on the 25th. So there are some jobs out there, and we're just looking for those quality people.
You mentioned the census. Are we talking about the citizenship question on the census? What are we doing?
Ms. Julia, well, listen, I'm going to ask you to...
It's not going to come up to actual 2020.
Wait, can you give us that phone number so that people can call to know where to send resumes?
Yes, the phone number is area code 904-723-4030. So
great.
We're looking for record numbers of people because they are doing a lot of hiring, and we definitely want to encourage our persons from zip codes 32202, 04, 06, 8, 9, and 54. Definitely we need y'all in the house.
Okay.
So please come on down on next Tuesday, the 16th.
Okay. Thank you, Julian. Listen, before you go, let me commend you and others for working with the interns this summer. That went very well. And for all of the other organizations out here that provided summer jobs for our youth, they're doing a great job and it's being noticed. And so I'm going to take the liberty to just say, hey, thank you all and a great job keeping our kids safe during the summer. And, you know, we appreciate all of
programs.
You.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And the corporations that support this process. We're very appreciative.
Yes, definitely want to thank the corporations.
All right.
Well, thank you for calling in, Miss Julia.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a great rest of your day.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Larry. Hello.
All right. Well, we are coming up.
It sounds like the entrepreneur corner was pretty hot this morning.
Well, it was definitely filled with some information. We have that event that's taking place on the 27th, as well as some job opportunities. So if there's some people who are still looking for a job, and as Ms. Julia said, they are skilled and ready and willing to work and willing to learn, because you have to be, you know, willing to learn and grow on a job. Even if you go in with some level of skill, you still have to be willing to learn and grow. So we thank those people for calling in and sharing this morning. So we thank all of our listeners for tuning in. We covered a lot of topics this morning. So we just want to encourage our community to continue to get involved, know what's going on, be educated and aware, and do something positive that can make a change. So Larry, did you want to share anything before we sign off?
No, I just want to wish everybody a happy weekend and we